Sexual health and assault advocacy takes many forms here on Northwestern's campus, one of which is the clubs that occur through the Center for Awareness, Response, and Education, otherwise known as CARE. There's SPEAK, a student advocacy group against the normalization of sexual and interpersonal violence. There's MARS, a peer education group for masculine-identifying people, touching on things like healthy masculinity to rape culture. There's SHAPE, a peer education group that presents on survivor-centered care, sex positivity, and social justice. I joined SHAPE because I wanted to be involved with the amplification of sexual health resources. Advocacy can also be seen through participating in protests for abortion accessibility, writing op-eds in the student publications about the Title IX process, or creating spaces for expression.
I find that art is almost always, it kind of is able to say the things that we're not able to put into words. And so a lot of aspects of trauma and mental health issues, you can feel it, you can see it, you can hear it, but you can't quite say it. I find that music, poetry, painting, and photography for me is a way to show everyone this is what I mean when I say I'm hurting in this way.
That's Osha Alar, a second-year student at Northwestern. I met her through SHAPE. She's the student worker for CARE and currently coordinating the CARE art show, Our Voice, Our Power, Reflections of Resilience. You can see it October 25th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at Deering Library.
So I didn't know that CARE used to have an art show before COVID happened.
Alar works with CARE's Assistant Director of Outreach, Kamara XL, to promote CARE's events. But she also has a hand in orchestrating new events.
So I was in a photography class last quarter, and I did a project on my friend who had experienced the Title IX office all of last year. And we did kind of like an expose of like, I photographed different parts of her body and then I like collaged her back together, kind of showing how the school kind of ripped her apart and tried to put her together. And I told Kamaria, I was like, God, like this, the class really gravitated towards this piece. And I was just kind of thinking, you know, I wish that we had some sort of art show. And I was in a poetry class the quarter before that, and a lot of people write about sexual assault or mental health issues. And I was just like, we should really have some sort of show for that. And she was like, oh, we actually used to have one. So how about you and I get that back up and running?
So CARE has been planning its revitalization of the Resilience Art Show.
I know Kamaria has like a master list of every like art collective on campus. So we sent it out to that. And we have a few flyers hanging up around campus. We also put it on like an open call for art in all of Chicago, because it's not limited to Northwestern students.
When asked about her goals for the show, Alar explains.
First and foremost, I hope we get a good turn up and people come in, and I hope that they're able to really look at the pieces and take them one by one. And also part of this show, it's falling during Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we're focusing on domestic violence against Indigenous folk. And so we're having a big exhibit of a bunch of different books that we've put together. So that's also going to be a part of it. So I'm hoping that people just really go through the pieces one by one and just take whatever speaks to them from it.
CARE is known for its one-on-one counseling sessions, but with the art show, they hope to connect with the whole Northwestern community. Do you hope that this continues on for a bunch of years after?
I would love that, yeah. I would love for a lot more submissions and for people to start creating for the show, too. I know at least for myself, I'm going to be thinking about, oh, are we going to do this again this year or next year? And what can I present? What can I bring forward? So I definitely hope that it continues.
CARE has collected pieces from poetry to paintings, giving spaces for creatives on campus. And they're getting ready for their exhibit on October 25th.
I think for the artist, it's a chance to, well, first show something that they worked super hard on, but also goes back to that idea of like, here, this is how I feel. This is what's going on inside of me. So I think it's really validating for people to come and look at it and then appreciate that and have it even resonate with them. I think is a really wonderful thing.
For many people, expression through art is part of their recovery from trauma.
Art is able to give us a voice again in a lot of aspects when you feel small and unspoken from some sort of trauma, that art is a way to kind of bring you back and anchor you down and give you a voice again.
For WNUR News, I'm Amanda Sutaki.